hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, 23rd of July, 2008. My guest today, author of the book The Biggest Lie Ever Believed by Michael Folkerth, and knowledge is all-powerful, folks. I'm sure you've heard that before. Come take an often humorous and educational journey that not only describes in plain English how we got here, but more importantly, how you and your family can continue to live the American dream long after the decline of those who wish to remain willfully ignorant. Here, by the way, is what two of America's most powerful financial stewards have to say about the urgency of immediate action. First up is the David Miller, the Comptroller General of the United States of America, in a speech given on October 26, a couple years ago, in Austin, Texas here. Mr. Walker delivered this same message on March 4, 2007, and goes as follows. This is about the future of our country, our kids and our grandkids. We, the people, have to rise up to make sure things get changed. Not what Mr. Obama out there is saying, you know, we just need a change. No, we need a change for the better, not just another change. And, of course, Mr. Ben Bernanke, before the U.S. Senate committee last year, last January, he says if early and meaningful action is not taken, the U.S. economy could be seriously weakened, with future generations bearing much of the cost. The longer we wait, the more severe, the more draconian, the more difficult the objective, the adjustments are going to be. I think a good time to start is about 10 years ago. Well, Mike, we see what measures Ben Bernanke is taking right now. And, but Wall Street's up. The stock market was actually up today, at least for one more day.
Sure, but, you know, I just quit paying any attention to the markets. I used to watch them. I used to monitor them, and then I realized that the markets are so controlled, and a very few people. They aren't controlled by the citizens. They're controlled by massive funds who play with billions and billions of dollars, and they trade billions, and they're going to continue to trade that money as long as people will give it to them. Yeah, I don't think anyone ever had their stock market analyst call them and say, listen, I tell you what, I've got your money here and I just can't find a good place to put it, so I'm sending it back to you. they're going to keep putting it in there. I mean, think of the people who are down. For instance, what if you had your whole life invested in Ford Motor Company or General Motors or Delta Airlines or American Airlines, and we can just go on, or perhaps you have been with Enron. We can see what certainly can happen to you, and what is going to happen to a lot of people. I believe that both Ford and General Motors will, in fact, take bankruptcy.
I think they will, too. And can you remember the days, Mike, that Delta was the only airline that, from its inception, ran in the black, and that was with a non-union shop, and people were consummately paid with their competition, and they had a happy little airline going.
Mm-hmm.
I remember those days.
Right. One of my friends is retired from Delta Airlines. I have an aviation background, and not very long ago, the stock in Delta Airlines was 75 cents.
That's even below penny stock standards. We'll be right back right after this.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
How purposely induced inflation gives the false appearance of prosperity, and you say in your book, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed, that it is temporary. Mike?
Sure, it's temporary. Inflation is just a horrible thing, and it's obviously built into our system. As we spoke about earlier, any time that you have an interest-bearing, compounding interest, you know what Einstein said about compounding interest, it was like the greatest force in the universe. But compounding interest necessitates inflation. There's not another way out of it. You have to keep printing money, but otherwise it'd be like sitting in a game of Monopoly, the board game. Eventually someone would have all of the money just like they do, and that's what our economy really looks like, is a giant game of Monopoly with the bankers controlling that money and charging that interest. Eventually, they would have all of the money, so they continue to infuse money into the system, raise prices. The inflation rages ahead. Your house isn't worth more money. Your money is worth less. And so the old people and the young people are always suffering from inflation. The young people have it to bear as they come up, as costs rise and wages nearly in the last many, many years have not paced inflation. The old people are on a fixed income, and as we've seen in this country, just pure taxation, the cost of their utilities is going to be up 50% this year. Natural gas is up 50%. Those old people have no way of earning more money. They're fixed, and yet inflation is driving every product that they consume, and certainly in medicine we see that. It's just incredible. So they lose, and the people in the middle think they're winning because they suddenly see that their house is worth more money, that they perhaps are being paid more money, but eventually they're going to be just exactly like the people at the other end of the spectrum. Everything that they have is eaten up by inflation. And inflation is nothing more than a tax that's created by the government that transfers wealth from the people to the government. The government borrows money based on the wealth of their citizenry, so that if they can falsely report the wealth of their citizenry through inflation, the ratio of the national debt, for instance, to the wealth of the citizenry, looking at their homes and their assets, becomes artificially imbalanced. So they can constantly balance it by increasing inflation, saying, "Wow, look at the GDP. The GDP is another one of those things. It's the biggest joke in the world."
Well, now it's 74% of the gross domestic product is actually credit driven. I mean, it's people borrowing money. It's not manufactured goods anymore. It's not real things.
It's not real stuff.
Not real stuff. And you know, you mentioned Monopoly. Well, I passed go and I collected my $200. By the time I got to Baltic Avenue, where did it go? I can't even buy a ticket on the Reading Railroad to get out of town.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And the game of Monopoly really is a fairly accurate look at the system that we live under. it really is. I mean, I used to talk about the someone did a study one time that, you know, five guys would sit down at a card game in a poker game in Vegas, and no one put any more money into the game. After a certain amount of hours, the dealer would have all of the money because each time he takes something, our government is the dealer.
Yeah, the only improvement they could make on the Monopoly game is to have an electronic where you have that inflation factor added in.
Well, and you could go borrow money if you could just, we use these houses. Housing was a terrible thing because it is not a sustainable industry, as we talked about earlier, as far as an industry that could go on and on and on and be sustainable. It's not. The houses became larger and larger, the percentage that people invested in their houses. And I have a chapter in there that I talk about the difference between a house, a home, and an investment. And all three of them are very, very different. A house is not an investment. If you think it is an investment, stay home and see how much money comes in. But the way you tell if it's an investment, people send you money for it. You don't send money out for it. And so we bought into this idea that a home is an investment. The only way it would be an investment is if you sold it and went out and lived in the car. I mean, and that can't be convenient.
Oh, you mean I can't call up like the pizza delivery and have money delivered to my investment?
No.
Oh, nuts. Jeez.
Because we just can't do it.
You just burst my bubble here. Hey, look. That is true. When you said it, it's like a Monopoly game, that it is. And people do not understand this. And the point I wanted to bring up to you, Mike, is that if we had an honest money system in this country, and that means that, last century around 1913, if that dollar was worth 100 pennies, and they were really made out of copper, and that 100 years from then, it was worth 100 cents that were not copper wash zinc, and then 100 years from then, from today, it would still be worth 100 cents. Geez, what a wonderful world we live in. And you would be right that, well, that house would never go up really in value, would it? If you bought it at, say, gosh, folks, and there used to be homes for sale. You could purchase a home in this country for $25,000 or $30,000. Imagine those days. But 100 years later, and using good materials and good workmanship, not this claptrap stuff, cardboard stuff, your house would only be worth $30,000.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and you would be better. You would be better for it. See, that's artificial wealth because everything around you. And I often try to explain that phenomenon. If you sell your home for $100,000. And you paid only $25,000 for it. If you were to replace that home, you would get $100,000 for it. Well, you have to have a place to live. So once more, I mean, either you sell it and you go through that money doing whatever it is you want to do. We talk about scaling down, but and I think that's a good. I think that is a good thing. But certainly, that's not the way to invest into your future. Is by owning a very expensive house over those years. The house that you would buy for the $100,000 would be just exactly like the one that you sold. So it goes back to your example of right. If it were still only worth $25,000, it would be the exact same situation, except we would have a sound money system.
When I was a younger man, still green behind the ears at a dinner party, and I was, I would say, out of my league because I was talking to bank managers and whatever, and one guy, he was a banker, and you know, he took me aside and he said, young man, he says, you know, you really ought to quit living in an apartment and you ought to buy a house. And you know, you can make money off of that because if you buy a house and you turn around and sell it, you've made a profit off of it. And well, then you could buy a bigger house and then you can turn in turn sell that house and at a greater profit and then move into it. He said, you could move up. And I looked at him before I really understood economics 101, Mike, I looked at him. I said, wait a minute. So you're telling me that if I buy a house and I can sell it at a profit, I move into a bigger house that which in turn I could sell for a profit. I said, how exactly does that work? Because the way I'm looking at this, if I buy a $50,000 house and I sell it for $75,000 and when I move into a house that sells for $80,000, I stay there for a few years and I make $15,000-$20,000 off of that. I said, where's the money coming from? And he looked at me. And he just shook his head and he walked away. You know, I was asking him, you know, where is this magic wand of wealth coming from? How is it that, you know, that I'm making money by doing this if I'm moving into something that's just going to cost me more money?
And of course, what you're really doing is supporting that system of old money, if you would, where all you have to do is stay home and take it out of the mailbox because there's this massive amount of money that's constantly collecting interest. The other thing that they have done now is take that away from the average citizen. I've written the examples mathematically many times. If you were saving money in the bank today, you'd go upside down because the interest that you're paying, that they are paying you, not only is the damn thing taxable, but it's not enough to cover inflation. So at the end of the year, you would have less money than you started with. And if you left your money in the bank over a long enough period of time, you would have no money left. It'd be like that poker game because the inflation is outrunning the interest.
And it's amazing. You know, we have an arm of Republic Broadcasting. It's Republic Trading Group, the sale of gold and silver. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, I had a lady call me and said, you know, I've got 100,000 in gold CDs, but, you know, I've got 100,000 in a credit union. And is my money safe there? And I said, well, I don't know if you would consider it safe or not. I said, I don't know where that money is from that credit union, where it's invested. But I said, you would need to really talk to your credit union manager and find out where exactly your money is at. And I said, and what are you collecting there as far as interest goes? And I think she told me around 4%. And I said, well, you got $100,000 sitting in that credit union. I said, but inflation's running about 13%, and they're only paying you 4%. You tell me where your money's going.
Sure, slowly but surely it's eroding away, and it will erode away to nothing. And that's unfortunately the banking system today. Our government acts like they are surprised that Americans have negative savings.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've been a saving country. It's spend, spend, spend. We've got to take this break, Mike. 3 minutes. We'll be back. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You know, Mike, figures lie and liars figure. You know, we were told by the Wall Street rah-rah boys that inflation, we don't see signs of inflation. The market's up. Things are... Are we in a recession? I don't see a recession. I look at 1929 versus 2008, and I knew that we were in a recession back in the early part of 2006. I saw this a couple of years ago. A blind man could see it.
Yeah. And that's what we used to say, you know, a blind man on a fast horse could have seen that.
and I'm looking at this and taking note of 1929 versus 2008. And in 1929, we had manufacturing. We were coming out of an agrarian society, firing up the companies that were producing widgets. We had a labor force in place. We had virtually no national debt. Everything was just hunky-dory until the bankers decided, well, gosh, we got a little crazy here during the 20s. We think we'll slow this thing down by withdrawing the money for some 11 years. There was our depression. But this time around, it's markedly different, is it not?
It's very different. And we go back to the 1929. The depression, the Great Depression, this country did not need to occur, which is something that I have read very little about except for a couple of people who have written on that subject. So that research I've done a lot of on my own. We had a system at that point that was ready, willing, and able to go. The physical system, the labor system, the markets were there. The ingenuity was there. This was American. It was wide open and ready to go. And we actually allowed the people in this country to live through that terrible time over a flawed monetary system was created in 1913, and that went completely out of control. And so the people in this country suffered over a man-made, written monetary policy. But as you just suggested, this is not 1929, and we're not in the same position we were in 29 with regard to, you know, to the future. The physical system at that point was ready to go. This time, it's not ready to go. The debt level is much, much higher and much broader spread in our country today. And then, of course, our national debt is another thing that we really need to talk about, because in 1980, we were the largest creditor nation on earth. By 2006, we were the largest debtor nation on earth. So we can see that the system failed at some point during that period of time. And we hit that apex that I'm talking about, where you couldn't drive it anymore with exponential growth. There's a point in time that the exponent won't allow that to happen in a finite world. And we reached that. We went off the gold standard to try to avoid it, and once more I could go through all the steps that we've taken to mask this. But in the meantime, the debt continues to rise.
And does it ever. And remember, we've got Guido, your local loan shark. You know, I see the Federal Reserve that wanted to forgive debt on countries. Why don't they forgive us? Why don't they give us a break? Why don't they forgive the interest on the debt for a while? Do you see them doing that for us?
I don't see them doing that, and the reason why I don't see it is that we no longer owe it to ourselves. And I was in a car with a group of executives years and years ago when I was still in the aviation business, and I told them that at some point I felt like that the interest on the debt would have to be forgiven. At that, and now we're talking back in the probably the late 70s or the early 80s, and at that time we owned that debt ourselves. Today we have allowed the foreign countries to own our debt, and so I don't think they're so forgiving about that. I believe they'd want, you know, they'd say, well, I'll tell you what, if you throw in Yellowstone Park and New York State, we'll do it, but otherwise, no, we want paid.
And they're not ready to kill us yet, because any loan shark knows that if he's got to put pressure, he'll just break an arm or break a leg and leave you hurting. You know, he knows if he wipes you out, well, you're not going to do anything. Dead men tell no tales, nor do they pay any debt.
No, that's right. Yeah, I agree with that, John.
Yeah. Let's tell you what, let's squeeze a call in here before a break. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm glad you can bring up the subject of the fallacy of a home being an investment, because it seldom is. And what a lot of people ought to do is, if they think they're, you know, they're selling their house and they're making a nice big gain, hopefully they're selling that a gain, then they need to go back and see how much interest they paid over those years.
Uh-huh.
And fees and so on and so forth. And then property taxes. And see how good of an investment this has turned out to be. You know, sometimes it will work out that way, or I think in the past tense it worked out that way. I remember my parents up in your old neck of the woods, John, in West Bloomfield, Michigan. They bought a house in 1971, sold it in 1995 for about a $400,000 profit, and they had bought it with cash, and then they took that and put that into their retirement home in South Carolina. That would be, I guess, a legitimate investment, but that's few and far between.
That is true. Hang on a second, Alan. We'll take the break here. Imagine, folks, if you could buy a house fee-based instead of interest-based. None of these exorbitant premiums on the interest you got to pay. Say in 15 years' time at 10 grand a month or 10,000 a year, you could own your house.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Yeah, Alan, feature this one. Say that you bought a house for $120,000, and it was fee-based.
Mm-hmm.
And over, say, a 10-year period of time, you paid $12,000 plus the fee back. Gee, look how fast you could own your home.
Yeah.
Now, and taking into consideration, of course, that 15, 20, 30 years from now, that would probably still be a $120,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what we would be gaining would be real property set at a real value that is bankable. I mean, I guess you could take out a loan, an equity loan, if you wanted to or whatever, against the property. But the point being that we wouldn't have to keep playing this game. Now, you described your people up there in West Bloomfield, which I'm real familiar with the area, real nice area. What if they took that $400,000 and bought gold with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where would they be at now? And most people think gold as being an investment. Well, it's an investment in your future, that's for sure, of being able to pay bills and to live. But you know, it's often been said that, how many years ago you could buy a suit for, say, X number of dollars representing that gold value. Well, you can still buy that nice suit today, and it's going to cost a little bit more, but the value of that gold has moved up as well to compensate for the, shall we say, devaluation or inflation of that dollar.
Yeah, $20 gold piece you know, back in, you know, 100 years plus, it would buy, like you say, a fine suit of clothes, and it'll do the same thing today and then some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but that is the only place, you know, that's the only place that I see that anybody is going to be able to stay even with the game, maybe a little bit ahead.
Well, and the other thing that these banksters have done, though, is they put people in the mode of thinking that they make monthly payments. If they'll just sit down and see what the difference it would make if you made, say, weekly payments. Because, you know, there was an actual case back in the 60s, I believe it was. There was an accountant in Los Angeles, and he had borrowed money from Crocker Bank, which was right across the street from his office. So what he would do every day at lunchtime is he would go in there and make a daily payment on his house. And they soon realized that, of course, he was taking this 30-year amortization schedule and then cutting it down to about 6 years and saving just a gob of interest. And so the banking lobby got together and said, well, no, you got to have monthly payments.
we don't want our money back.
Right.
Yeah.
now, a lot of states, like here in Texas, you can do semi-monthly payments.
Uh-huh.
And of course, if anybody takes advantage of that, they'll see a tremendous decrease in the interest expense.
Right. All right. Alan, I appreciate your call.
You bet.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thanks a lot. Yeah, Mike, yeah, imagine this. And we were talking about this growth track that we're all, you know, talking about housing, which you're really familiar with. You're in real estate and development and all that other stuff. And other countries don't do that. Here we've got KB Homes. We've got this building construction company and this, that, and the other. Imagine if people could, and how they used to do this in Pennsylvania, I don't know if they did this in other other places around the country, but there were people that ran out of money. They would start to build a home. They would dig a hole, make the basement, pour the floor, put up the cinder block, and then cap it with a temporary roof, which would, in actuality would be the floor, the subfloor for the first floor. As they had more money, they would continue to build the house until it was finished and had a roof on it. Well, a lot of people gave up on that idea. And throughout Pennsylvania, you see cinder block houses that are ground level with a tar roof on the top of it. But
yeah.
But imagine this, though, that, you know, instead of having this madcap expansion type growth and real estate developers and banks and all this other stuff, that you could go in and buy a house fee-based. In other words, we would build houses as we needed them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at some point in time, I presume that's going to happen. The housing industry today, and this is my personal opinion, is a long, long way of coming out of this, if it ever, in fact, comes out of it. I believe that costly, large homes that have high taxes, high maintenance, high utility costs are literally a drug on the market. They will become the SUV, if you would, of the housing industry. There they will sit. No one will be interested in them. And the houses shelter. The Indians started off with a teepee, and somewhere between that teepee, that was the original mobile home right there. You know, just pack it up and drag it down the road. So at some point between that and these 6,000 and 7,000 square feet homes is the perfect domicile. But the fact is, it is shelter. You know, it protects us from the elements. It gives us, keeps the critters out of our stuff, and we have become enamored with these huge, huge homes. And if you look at for instance, the granite countertops, you look at faucets, John, that can cost $300 and $400 for just a you can buy them for $1,000 if you want to. You look at light fixtures that are in the thousands. You look at entryways that cost more than those homes that you spoke about a little while ago.
That's right.
And so we've gone completely over the edge, but it became an industry in this country that was temporary after we lost all of our manufacturing. We were literally down to the last match, and when they dropped that interest rate to 1% back in 2003, in June 2023, that was the beginning of the end right there. And Bernanke and Greenspan, and they're all involved in it, and they knew exactly what they were doing. Now they pretend that it's the bank's fault.
You know, that's a pretty interesting analogy, because I look at that as matching our ego, you know, our inflated image of ourself, that, you know, you've often heard this term, you know, those who die with the most toys win.
Yes.
And that this constant, these are pipe dreams that are sold to us by Madison Avenue and everybody connected with them, that somehow that we're of greater value if we display greater wealth or symbolization of that wealth.
Wear a wealth on our sleeves, right?
Yeah, and I remember, and I'm not being prejudicial, folks. I'm actually recounting something that I witnessed in my own life in and around the Detroit area. That, you know, hey, man, if you drove a nice Cadillac or a big Buick Electra 225, you know, you were cool stuff, man. You were styling. But, of course, you drove home to your dilapidated house in the inner city. In some ways, Mike, it was a better representation of the fallacy of wearing that on your shirt sleeve, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you looked real cool cruising around, but eventually you had to go home, and where was home?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, I don't want to leave the listeners believing that I do not think that home ownership is a good idea. I cover that very, very effectively in my book. I just needed to point out that a house is shelter. A home is a shelter that you feel comfortable and your guests are warmed and welcomed in, and an investment is a completely, totally different animal. And so having a home and having a home that is paid for is very, very important because it allows you a certain amount of financial freedom. But you have to be very careful how you do that.
Well, and it also gives you a place to hang your hat and a place to plant your feet on the floor. That is saying you made it through the night and you're vertical the next day in preparation for another day. The security, this is what a home really is. Family, a roof over your head, a warm fire, you know, food to eat. You know, the essentials that we kind of, we're not taking for granted anymore because they're becoming scarcer and scarcer in our ability to obtain them and then hold on to them. You know, here's the literally, Mike, the American dream going up in smoke. Now, somebody has given us this waking nightmare. They've called it success. And, well, we've gone into debt as much as we could to keep chasing that American illusionary type dream. And people right now are scared.
And they should be afraid, and they should do everything they possibly can to become as conservative as is possible under these circumstances. I know that there are people that are caught in this thing who did not see it coming, and they're going to have a very difficult time working their way out. But certainly we need to try. We need to live within our means, buying things that we have with money that, or I'm sorry, buying things that we want with money that we don't have. Has become a terrible problem. The snowmobiles, the four wheelers, the boats, all of those things are just huge interest bearing assets. They're not assets. I started to say they're assets, but they're not, because they depreciate at a tremendous rate. You know, I say in the book that BODOC stands for break out another thousand, because that's what happens to us, and we get caught up in that. And eventually, we start to see this slowdown, and there's so many people caught in this, John. The housing industry is not going to come roaring back. I would think that at the very least, we're going to see a two-year hiatus, and just to clear out the existing inventory, because we became so crazed with it. But our government orchestrated the whole thing with the low, low interest. They left it at 1%. They tried to get, and then housing, if you would, built on itself. In other words, the plumber was buying the houses from the electrician's wages, and eventually it all came to roost. And I tried so hard to warn people that it is not a sustainable industry. It just can't be. It can't go on and on and on. And the price is going up, and people using the equity in their home like a busted slot machine.
But we have an ongoing project called sustainability, the sustainable project here that, well, you mentioned all these immigrants, as they like to call them. I call them illegal invaders coming into the country. But they themselves are driving down the wage scales. And who are these houses? Even if they lose 50% of their value, these people are not going to be able to purchase these houses.
No.
And there is a more sustainable development project that, well, you know, it makes better sense rather than sprawling out and making urban America with the shopping malls, you know, and this expansion. We can't keep doing this because it's hard on the furniture and the wallet and the environment. We can't keep doing this. So we need to contract. We need to move back into the cities. You know, we'll have our light rail and we'll have our places of work right where the place where we live at. And this is a more manageable type system. And this is coming to pass, and this is happening right before people's eyes, and they don't even realize it. The American dream that we have been sold, once we have been built, of all of what we're worth, will be herded back into these so-called sanctuary little cities, like so many cattle.
Mm-hmm. Now, that, you know, I have a whole analogy about overgrazing the ranch, but that's what we're doing. We're literally overgrazing the ranch. I mean, the ranch can no longer support the cattle, and some of those cattle aren't going to make it, you know. And what happens, though, is that if enough of the resources are harvested and we spread out enough with all, but with this growth, this incessant growth, which is the whole focal point of my theory, if you would, and of my book, is that growth is not good. You cannot continue to grow in an exponential manner in a finite environment. I mean, we look back at the brilliance of people like Albert Einstein said, I don't know what you'll fight World War III with, but you'll fight World War IV with sticks and stones because you'll use everything else up.
taking off on your cattle analogy here, let's move on to another call. John in Canada, sorry about that bad joke, my friend.
Hi, gentlemen, how's it going?
Hi.
Yeah, boy, there's a couple of issues I think that need further enlightenment on in respect to the mortgage crisis. Mm-hmm. One, we should understand that many of the expensive homes are places such as they have in San Francisco, and I've seen photographs of many of these properties, but one in particular I recall where it looks like an oversized tool shed, and it's situated between two warehouses, and it's going for $700,000. And it's understanding why these properties are so overpriced. It's primarily because the banker hasn't been required to cover the initial loan, so that they don't really take a risk when they give out a loan to what they call even ninja. They give out loans called ninja loans. These people have no identification, no job, no assets whatsoever. So you go, well, why would they?
No doc loan.
Yeah, so why would you do that? Well, because it's the taxpayer who's footing the bill. It's a magic trick. It's very, some people, like, well, whatever. It's a very difficult subject for people to understand, although it's extremely simple. And it's just because we haven't exercised our minds in that way, you know, to understand that you're actually covering the loan and you pay them back. And then if you understood it, you'd go, why would we do this? But yet everybody in the Western world does it. Well, almost everybody around the world, except for Iraq, as it was prior to the invasion, Iran, and perhaps Syria, where the shareholder is the depositor. And that's, you know, it only makes sense that that's how it should work. Or there's even more improvements. I mean, you can even make it a little bit better. But right now, they get money for nothing. And Bush, the expert of experts, tells us, you know, the market is drunk. That's what happened. And now you guys suffer the hangover. And you got to bail them out, but what are you bailing them out for? They've already taken all the cash.
That's
I mean,
right.
There's a whole bunch of criminal fraud transpiring, and the FBI made it, or somebody from the FBI, a spokesman from the FBI the other day said, well, we're going to investigate to see if there's any fraud. Well, the whole thing is a fraud.
Yeah, they were, and specifically, they had made statements about IndyMac that the feds are going in there to see if there was any fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, okay, this is tantamount to the fox guarding the hen house. Well, the chickens have already been ate, and they're coming after you now.
Yeah, and it's a bit, but why do they do that, I think? Or it's either perhaps the officer involved in the investigation doesn't understand the industry at all, and that often takes place. I know in Canada we have that situation happen often, where a guy, the police officer responsible for investigations, has no idea of what he's getting into and doesn't even understand the law, and he'll make out all these outrageous statements and sort of puts us all down because it's like, come on, you got it, you know. So I think they do this partially on purpose, but it's, you're obviously being defrauded when it's you as the or it's you as the American citizen who covered the initial loan. But it's, how do you answer that? That means you've been in error for hundreds of years practically, and people's egos get in the way and they go, no, we got to defend freedom from know, whoever, all kinds of people, and yet freedom doesn't truly exist because you're slaves to bankers who are friends of Greenspan. And Frontline did an excellent documentary a little while ago covering three of Greenspan's friends, and one of them lives in an Italian marbled mansion with more than $1 trillion in personal assets, and he hasn't done a favor for nobody. It's just the magic trick of people thinking that you got to pay the banker back for money he never lent you to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't cover the loan.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you a classic example. We're sports freaks down here in the States. And, we need a new baseball or a football stadium. And they pass a bond, make the taxpayer pay for it.
Yeah.
And what do they end up with? Do I get free passes to go to the game now? I just built the place. Why don't you let me in?
Yeah.
No, now they charge me admission since I already built the house that Ruth used to swing the baseball bat in.
Same thing with every public utility and essential services, the same thing. We pay for the telephone buildings to be brought in and all the telephone wires, but we got to pay a private friend of the guy in government billions for
John, good points. Appreciate the call. We'll be right back and finish up this edition of the National Intel Report.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Part of the record, Mr. McFadden said that, and he was dead set against the Federal Reserve banks. He said the imperial power of elasticity of the public currency is wielded exclusively by the central corporations owned by the banks, that is, the regional Federal Reserve banks. This is a life and death power over all local banks and all businesses. It can be used to create or destroy prosperity, to ward off or cause stringencies and panics, By making money artificially scarce, interest rates throughout the country can be arbitrarily raised, and the bank tax on all business and the cost of living increase for the profit of the banks owning these regional central banks, and without the slightest benefit to the people. The 12 corporations together cover and monopolize and use for private gain every dollar out of the public currency and all the public revenue of the United States. Not a dollar can be put into circulation among the people by their government without the consent of and on the terms fixed by these 12 private money trusts. And he finished by saying, are you going to let these thieves get off scot-free? Is there one law for the looter who drives up to the door of the United States Treasury in his limousine, and another for the United States veterans who are sleeping on the floor of a dilapidated house on the outskirts of Washington? That was Lewis McFadden, and he went after the Federal Reserve during the Depression, and he knew doggone right well who had caused that Depression. It was the bankers that were supposedly here for our benefit, Michael.
Yeah, that's the story that we were talking about just a little while ago, that the Depression was never really necessary. If there was ever a time that it wasn't necessary, it was, in fact, in 1929. America was literally on a roll, and a man-made, man-controlled monetary system created the greatest pain that this country's ever endured, which is just, if a person really thinks about it, I don't think that it's difficult to understand that it did not need to happen. The physical and the system in America was very much ready to go.
It is simply amazing. Your book, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed, and put in terms, ladies and gentlemen, from an observational standpoint of a guy that has lived through this, and it is a primer for those that do not understand the system in which they live, the lies that they have been told that they need to believe in order to be a prosperous American. Where can they get copies of your book, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed?
You know, the easiest way and the way I prefer is if they just visit me at kingofsimple.com. I am, in fact, the king of simple. Everything to me looks simple. Even the most difficult, and I've tried to explain them that way. So if they visit me at kingofsimple.com, they can read a free chapter of the book. Just click on the book, see if they like it. If they do, drop me an email where it says contact me, and I'll send them books directly out of our warehouse, assigned books, and I discount them to the readers. So that's what I prefer to do. I did not write this book to make money. I wrote this book to inform people about exactly what you just said. They need to understand the system that they live in. If you don't understand it, you can't change it.
It is King of Simple. And you can't get any simpler for that. KingofSimple.com. Michael Folkhearth, I appreciate your time, sir, and I appreciate the ammunition that you bring to this fight for freedom and liberty once again, and out from under the constraints and total control of these gangster banksters. You did a good job. Another learning tool in the arsenal for freedom out there, folks. Go to the website, kingofsimple.com. As he said, he didn't do this to make money. He did this to educate people. Michael, I thank you so much.
John, it's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, sir. And we might have to do it again here real soon, because I don't see things getting any better anytime soon.
Thanks. I'd love to.
Thanks again.
Good night.
Good night now. Folks, I'll have either Alan Watt or Michael Collins Piper subbing for me tomorrow, and I will see you back here Monday.
Gold has been.